Good morning, Bob's Talk Radio listeners. Good morning, Bob Talk listeners. How are you doing this morning? It's pretty cold here in the Midwest, and we're doing our first broadcast. We're trying to see how this all works out for us. This is my first time on the air on Bob Talk Radio. It's not my first time being on a show. I've been on plenty, many of them, and I have a lot of thanks to a lot of people that got me started in this business to try this out and see how it goes and see how it works out for the rest of us, me particularly. But like I said, it's you know, a night you can call in, do whatever you want to do. I'm not sure how everything works yet, but we're trying to get out to see what we have to do to get it out there. I'm trying to connect a chat room up, see how this all works out. Like I said, this is just a test. Oh, we got two guests on there. All right. Get back to this. Okay. Well, anyway, is everybody ready for the cuts coming up tomorrow? They're going to cut out programs. They're cutting everything back to try to save the budget in the country. And it's going to affect a lot of people. It's going to get pretty rough for everybody, as if it isn't rough enough already. People just don't seem to catch on to what's going on. They don't want to appear to open their eyes, but they will. They'll catch on. Once it hits them, they'll open up real quick. So what can I say? It's the government. That's the way they're doing it. And I can't say nothing else about that because it is what it is, and it will be. So just get ready for whatever comes your way. Hope you're prepared for it when it comes. You know, we're losing our job market. It's already gone. People are struggling very hardly, you know, to make ends meet, working three or four jobs and to deal with every little extra fee that comes along from the banks and the power companies and everybody else that's in control of your life besides yourself, you know. That's what it is. It's completely gone out of control. So I don't know what to say to people, how to do it, how to fix it, but we can do it. We all stick together and we'll all be able to bring it together and, you know, work one another, not against one another, because that's how it comes divided. When you start talking against each other, fighting against each other, we don't get nothing solved. It just causes more problems and more financial problems in your life. Like I said, this is my first time doing this. My first show. I've been working on trying to get to do it. So, like I said, I have too much to talk about. Take a look at a little bit of the news, see what's going on in the world out here, which nothing I want to really talk about because it's all bad all the time. There's never no positive news. Well, the First Lady's going to be in Springfield here, Springfield, Missouri, which ain't too far from here. I don't think I'll waste my time to go see that because I don't care. I don't care what anyone had to say because I don't think it's, you know, nothing to listen to because there's no definite answers. They talk around the subject. They bounce around the subject. I mean, we've got Congress and the House, and everybody else is all not even talking about it. Like, they don't really care or give a shit. The sequester of, you know, could affect the price of foods. Of course it will. It's going to food everything. Like the effect of your fuel. Fuel price causes everything to go up. Everything will go up with the price of fuel. And right now, we're looking at diesel fuel here alone in the Midwest at $4.05 a gallon today. Gasoline is up to $3.69. So you're going to wind up seeing, everything spike at the store. My last trip to the store, I seen a gallon of milk at $4.39 a gallon. Now, when did milk ever become more expensive than gasoline? That's the first new one on me. So we're just have to take a look at it as we go along. Bread, $3 a loaf. Lemons, 89 cents a piece. I remember when they were three for a dollar. Lettuce, $2.95 a head. So it's just a warning shot you see coming now. But people need to realize that your income is not going up, so you're not going to be able to, you know, afford the gizmos and the worthless piece of plastic you buy at Walmart because you won't be able to afford them anymore. And speaking of Walmart, their numbers were down pretty bad last month. So it's going to it's going to affect Walmart pretty good because they got, they're way too big for what they are. They just, they're a big empire. And, you know, they don't make their certain bottom line in numbers, they're in trouble. But when you get that big, you're just too swelled up. You need all the money you can to keep it going. And when the economy gets scary, people start to tighten up their purse strings. People ain't going to spend that money like they were. And that's, you know, the sad part about it. And, you know, all the layoffs we got going on, nothing's looking good. We sold ourselves out to the Chinese markets. Everything you buy now is from China, you know, pretty much so. So it's just not good. I mean, there's got to be some way to bring it back. But anyway, the lines are open. If anybody wants to call in, let me take a look at this thing. Let me see. I'm sorry, folks. It's only 30 minutes. You have to deal with me. And I'm trying to work all the bugs out. I don't have a show card here. So I'm just trying to wing this. I've listened to a lot of the shows on Blog Talk Radio over the years. And there's a few of them I like, some I don't. That's just my opinion. And I'm trying to rework this computer to make it work a little more efficiently. I'm going to light up a cancer stick because I'm a nicotine junkie, like a lot of Americans are. But I can only smoke in my house for now until they tell me I can't do that no more. It's also, and then once I can't smoke in my own house, and that's pretty well, I'm about to quit, I guess. But eventually, the TSA will come in. Why are you smoking? You can't smoke. It's against the law. Along with everything else, that's against the law. Everything. Walking out of your house is against the law. You just don't think so yet. But that's coming, too. So, hopefully, by the next week, we're going to have some warmer weather in this country. We sure could use it. Let's see. Let's take a look at this news story. From Reuters, the U.S. government hurled on Friday towards making deep spending cuts that threaten to hinder the nation's economic recovery after Republicans and Democrats failed to agree on an alternative deficit reduction plan, locked in about a deficit reduction fever in 2011. At the time, these automatic cuts and only can be halted by agreeing between Republicans, lawmakers, and the White House. That has proven exclusive so far. Both sides still hope the other would either be blamed by the voters for their cuts or cave before the worst effects, like air traffic controllers, challenge furloughs for tens of thousands of federal employees starting to by the coming weeks. Bearing any breakthroughs in the next few hours, the cuts will begin to come into force at some time before midnight on Friday night. The full brunt of the belt tightening known Washington is a sequestration will take effect over 7 months or so. Not clear if there will be any immediate disruptions in public service. President Obama meets with top leaders in Congress at the White House at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to explore ways to avoid unprecedented across-the-board cuts totaling $85 billion. $85 billion, we're in debt for, what, $16 trillion, then some more? That ain't nothing. But expectations are low for a deal with the Democratic president. President hurdles with some Senate Majority Leaders Harry Reid, Senate Republicans leaders Mitch McConnell, House of Representatives Speaker John Boehner, the top U.S. Republican and House Democrat leaders Nancy Pelosi. Democrats says tax increase be part of the solution to ending these automatic cuts, an idea Republicans reject. We should work together to reduce our deficit in a balanced way by making smart spending cuts and close special interest tax loopholes, Obama said on Thursday. Congress can stop the cuts and have any time start on Friday. The parties agree to what the absence of the deal at all. The Pentagon will be forced to slice 13% of its budget between now and September 30th. Most non-defense programs from NASA, space exploration, and federal backing education and law enforcement face a 9% reduction. The Internal Monetary Fund warns that the cutbacks could knock at least 0.5 percentage point of U.S. economic growth this year and slow global economy. Itching for a fight, desperate dire predictions that the budget cuts will jeopardize 750,000 jobs, rank and file Republican and Democrat sound as if they're itching for some fight to pay out. Republican Representative Lee Terry of Nebraska accused Obama of aggressive and proximity of possible disruption in government services. The public, Terry said, is being told that the Armageddon occurs on Saturday. You're never going to fly. You can't buy any meat at the grocery store. Every illegal alien is going to be released. That is, our borders are going to be overran by terrorists, and Al-Qaeda will establish themselves in every city of the United States if this goes through. Terry said Republicans want the cuts, the trigger, but we more flexible on how they are to carry it out. Even some Republicans keep the rein in government, spending our ways of sequestering because the political is cause pain. The cuts are designed to hurt by hitting the wide range of government programs, whether cost reduction is warranted or not. Liberal Democrat Representative Ed Markley of Massachusetts predicts a political victory of Obama in the days after the spending cuts are triggered. He likes his fight to the Republican U.S. government shut down in late 1995 was early 1996. So there you go. The cuts will come, the shit will hit the fan, and we're all going to pay for it one way or the other. That's how it's going to work out. So that's just really interesting to take a look at that, what we're facing. I've already heard, I got information earlier that the food stamp budget will be cut from the U.S. Department of Agriculture by $90 a month per family. So if you're getting $100 a month from the food stamp program, you'll get $10, and you're supposed to live off that for 30 days. Only thing I suggest to you is buy a lot of rice and find a lot of wood to cut for fire, because that's all you're going to get. It's sad. It's getting sadder by the minute, but it's happening fast, accelerating way faster than expected, what we're going to see coming to us. So I don't know what to tell folks, what to do, how to do it. Just brace and get ready for it, because that's what we're looking at, folks. We're looking at economic shutdown. It's coming. So I just don't know what to say. I know there's a lot of preppers out there. People are prepping to get ready for this hit and, you know, so forth. But I just don't think that's going to be enough. I figure the first 2 weeks are going to be the worst of it all. I just hate to see it happen to this country. It should never came to this. We should have never sold ourselves out. But they did. All special interests to the banks and everybody else, and that's how it goes. All right. Sorry about these delays, folks. I'm just trying to worm this studio out, try to get it all together here. See, I got my chat room fired off good. So I can't complain about that too much. Well, easier than I thought, maybe. I don't know where you're at, but right here it is cold. We're at 23 degrees. We've got north winds at 6 miles an hour here in southwest Missouri, the home of Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital, they say. Pretty nice area sometimes. We just had a bad case. A guy from California came here, killed his wife, and left. That went down the street. That was nice. You know, we're seeing a lot of that all the time anymore. Killings here, people killing their own, committing suicide with it. So I don't know what people's agenda is going to be, but when it comes to the money, and when money gets tight, people get uptight, very nervous, and they get a little stupid about it, which is a sad part for all of us to think about, but money adds stress. But you shouldn't let money control you. You know, it's there when you got it. When you don't, you have to learn alternative ways to live. We just can't have every little thing we want in the world. It just don't work out that way. Even if you work hard for it, most families, a husband and wife are working two jobs, and the kids are being raised by a daycare center or a TV set or a video game. So they don't really have the parents to raise them anymore. They have nothing but electronics to do it for them. So that's always good news to listen to. But the good part of it all, it will come to an end. It's going to be hard in the beginning. It was hard during the Depression, but we went to war. That's what, how we got out of that Depression, after we were sold off to the central banks. We decided to go to war, and that brought the money back. Who made the money? They did. We didn't make nothing, except we got killed for them. For no real good reason. Yep. I want to see how this goes out. I want to see how this these cuts affect everybody. It's just going to be the way it is. I mean, there's no stopping them. They're just going to keep plucking at us, picking at us as far as we can go. Nothing's going to get better. I mean, voting, I don't know if it's worth even doing it anymore. I mean, we should vote if we knew where the votes are going. Now it's all electronics. Everything's going electronic. Eventually we'll be a cashless society. We won't have nothing going for us. We'll just be strictly, you know, bartering system. We'll trade for this, we'll trade for that. But eventually you'll run things to trade, especially if you're buying everything, you know, consumable. You know, the best thing to do is get a garden going, if you can. I mean, the place I wouldn't want to be living is when it does come down to the actual full economic collapse, I wouldn't want to be in a city. You couldn't pay me to be there. It's not that I'm a crazy prepper or nothing like that, because I'm not. But I don't live in town. So let's take a look at something else in the news. What else is going on? Let's see. Well, there's ain't nothing on the news really good to talk about. I'm trying to find some good news, and I ain't going to find it. Oh, look here. Michelle Obama visits a Walmart. Oh, my. Why not? Head right to the beast. Right to the Walmart. Yep. Walmart, the store that handles everything. You know, I was talking on my show earlier, and I said I think they should put a church in every one of them, or a video church, where you can throw a dollar in and get a sermon, and when it gets done to the sermon, they ask you to donate $20 more into the box. Be like renting a movie out of a red box. Rent a sermon. You know, see how that goes for you. You know, whatever religion you are, pick your, you know, it's like looking for car parts. You select your religion and make and model, and you click yes, I agree, and swipe your card. And even though a sermon was a dollar, the fee is $4.99 to transfer the money from your debit card, credit card, so forth. So, yeah, why not? Let's go that route. Well, anyway, the phone lines are open. We got like 14 more minutes to go. Like I said, this is only a 30-minute deal. I got 11 and 28 minutes left to go for this short little episode I'm doing. Like I said, this is just a test. See how it goes, and see how the archive does. Like I said, I don't have much to talk about. I don't, you know, nothing in particular. It's just what I'm seeing is what is going on in our country and what we're facing here shortly. So it's, you know, they keep talking, but I don't see it. Right here, here's another one. Conservative group urges GOP to let budget cuts go forward. Washington, with little time left to strike a deal to hinder off Friday's arrival of the sequester, conservative advocate groups are urging congressional Republicans to stand firm and let the $85 billion automatically cuts go to this. Okay, hold on. Come on, computer. Just when do you want it to work for you? Well, most interest groups are aligned in their opposition to the cuts. Influential organizations such as American Prosperity, Club of the Growth, and Freedom Works are using budget showdown to test the fertility of lawmakers and small government anti-tax movement. The automatic cuts may be a crude mechanism to cut federal spending, they argue, but the representative move in the right direction. Those who don't occur could find themselves in crossfire in the next campaign. Well, as far as it all goes, it's going to be bad. There's not going to be nothing really good about this because it's going to hit the poor people more than anybody. A lot of people don't know it. So they don't have a. I don't think they've. I've seen the outline of all the cuts that are going to be hit. You know, if it hits one part of it, it's going to hit more. Like I say, if it like it hits defense, but it's going to hit not just the defense spending. It's going to cause a big ripple in the private sector also, because companies right now are preparing for this. They're getting ready for it to come and hit them. And the Obamacare. So here we go. Another way to suck the money out of us. These smaller companies that can't afford to buy health insurance for employees are going to have to close shop. So we're going to become a pretty poor country. Then there'll be a third world country the way it keeps going. You know, a lot of people say that's crazy, but it is what it is. You can't deny it. You can say, no, it's not going to happen because it keeps happening. Every time you turn, you're taxed to death. You're taxed for everything you do. You get nothing. So that's what we're looking at, is a system that's going to tax us to death. It is already. Just look at the gas prices. You're taxed for that. And they're saying they can't take care of the roads and everything else. Well, all that money you spend in your gas tank goes to that part of the tax issue. When you buy gasoline, that money's supposed to go to roads and bridges. Well, if that's the case, the millions and zillions of dollars they collect off, you know, fuel taxes, we should have golden roads here. I mean, these bridges should have, cappuccino machines on them. You know, instead of toll bridges like they do in New York, $12, $15 to go across the bridge. That's straight up crazy. I mean, come on. I mean, how could you even attempt to do that? Because you got to figure if you're paying a $15 toll bill or a $20 toll bill across the bridge to go to work, and you're saying you're making a minimum wage, how could you make it? Because if you've got to put $20 in your car to get to work, then you add another $20, that's $40, but you make $48 a day. So you made $8 for a whole day you wasted for nothing. So what else what is the solution for that? It's called crime. And that's what happens. The crime rate will go up because people figure, why should I have to go do all this crazy bullshit for nothing when I go take something from somebody else and get all I need right there on the spot? That's what it's going to do. Crime rate will go up. Then people start battling. The wars will start out. The riots, so forth, so on, and on and on and on. So, you know, get ready for it. I mean, it's not that I'm trying to preach the word of evil and despair. It's just there. I mean, look at the news. I mean, mass media is becoming just total chaos. It just don't make no sense. I mean, you know, the gun laws are fighting over that now, and all these rampant shootings, and, you know, the police are shooting people. People are shooting themselves. You know, the Sandy Hook incident, you know, that was a terrible incident, but, you know, I don't know who to blame. I really can't blame the shooter. I mean, this guy had mental problems. He had mental issues. I mean, still, he shouldn't have done what he did to poor children, you know. That was a bad scene. But it's like the man in Branson, Missouri here, he, you know, killed his wife. She's in there for 2 days before they found the body. The housekeeper found her. And he went 3 blocks away to the Hampton Motel and got another room. So what was the reason behind this? Why would he just shoot his wife? Out of the blue? You know, that stands the question. What is causing people to do what they do? You know, why do they just go crazy? Is it over the money? Pretty much so. A lot of times money. But it's the mental part too, the mental mentality. But we all have been pretty well shoved into this disillusional way that a pill will cure a mental problem. I don't think that's the way it is. I think that the pills and the drugs they give you for mental issues causes more mental problems. Say we would have an economic collapse. There ain't nothing left. There's no more stores and no more pharmacies. These people can no longer get the Xanax or Ritalin or whatever type of antidepressant drugs they give them. Then what's going to happen? Then how are they going to act? They're going to go straight up crazy. People are going to flip out. So I just don't want to be around them kind of people, but they're all around. I mean, I hear people and mostly in women, I hear a lot of women say, well, I need to take a Xanax nerve pill or a Valium or something like that nature. And, you know, these pharmaceutical drugs are, I think, more dangerous than marijuana, you know, you know, unless marijuana has been manipulated or cheated around. But I think that's the next step they're going to come into. They're going to legalize marijuana, and they're going to amplify it the way they want to, just like they did with cigarettes. They add the nicotine and all the carcinogens in that, so you smoke it. It's like Obama forcing them to put the glue rings in cigarettes now, which are, you know, the fire retardant, they call it. But that ain't actually what it is. It's actually the same compound that's in outdoor carpet glue that they put in cigarettes. And the rate of house fires has doubled since that, because a cigarette has got those in it. The fire does not stay there. It could fall off of the cigarette. So I don't think that was a smart idea either way. But the temperature factor on the on that cigarette is 365 degrees Fahrenheit, and the chemical that they add is safe at 127. So what does that tell you? If it's safe at 127, but the cigarette burns at 365, what is that chemical actually doing to you? So it's like you're gluing your lungs shut? Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I can't say that. But it's what is became of, you know, everything they're adding in the food now. They just brought up the fact that they put carbon monoxide in the meat to keep it redder, to, for more shelf life. See, I don't think they're any longer thinking of our health benefits. They're thinking more of profit. You know, why take a rotten steak and throw it away when you can still sell it to a dumb consumer? And that's what we're seeing. And that's what's been going on for quite a while. You have Monsanto with the Franken seeds, you know, and they got this deal where they have a patent on a seed. If it blows over in another farmer's field, that farmer owes them money, which I think is bullshit. That should never, ever be the way it should be. People just don't seem to know how to fight the big corporate monster. And there really ain't too many ways to do it, because they usually rule the courts anyway. They rule just about everything we do. But anyway, this was, like I said, a test episode to see how it goes. I'm glad for the guests that came in. At least got a couple people popped in here. I appreciate you coming in and listening to me for a second, listening to what I had to say about a few things. But I'm going to work on getting this going and, you know, have some fun with it and have some callers come in and, you know, talk and, you know, say what you got to say. I don't care who you are, what you do. When I still, because eventually I will be going to premium, I'll extend the hours. But right now, I'm just testing out to see how it goes and what kind of feedback I get off of these shows and this test show tonight. Like I said, we got 2 minutes and 14 seconds left, and I'm, you know, just idling through this for 30 minutes, but we'll probably do one a day after 10 p.m. I can't give a certain schedule point time at this moment, but we'll definitely get going. Because I think there's a lot of messages that need to be told. And, if you got any information, if you ever want to call in, talk to me. You know, let other people know what you know. Because the more we know, the better off we are. The less we know, the worse off we are. So we need to talk to each other and get along with each other, you know, nowadays, because, you know, we need to be neighbors again. And that's something we are not. We're just not neighbors no more. We don't talk to our neighbors. Everybody's afraid of everybody. Everybody's paranoid of everybody. They're worried about being robbed or pillaged or what have you. And it will come to that if something don't get straightened out as soon as possible. Well, anyway, that's all I got for tonight. And whatever you do, be good to yourself, be good to your neighbors, and be good to your friends. Love your family, and you have a beautiful day. Have a good day. See you next time. Bye-bye then.